Rav Shmuel Bochy begin Perek Shein of the second chapter in the Rambam Sichah Shkagos in the laws of errors in the halachas of the Sefer Karbanos in the book of private sacrifices. We continue the theme that we opened up in regard to these laws of the Karbanos that one is obligated for an erroneous sin. In this Perek, Rambam discussed regarding how is it that one would be obligated for an error of a sin that he has committed. As Rambam begins halacha afar karni that the shagaga, the error has to be from the beginning till the end. Ein odem chayev chatos al shagagas. A person is not liable for a sin offering for his mistake. As she is shagig mitchil batzayif until it's an error, a mistake from the beginning till the end. Avolim shagag batchil v'hezeh batzayif. But let's say in the beginning he didn't realize he was in error, but then he was deliberate at the end. Oy hezeh batchil v'shagag batzayif. Or in the beginning he was deliberate, but at the end it was an error. Pat mekam al chatos, he's exempt from a sin offering. Ketzer haso. So kugoyin, for example, shalitzi chevitz mershus l'shus b'shabbos. One lamatas malachas is haitzah, is carrying out from one domain to another domain on Shabbos. Now, there's two components in that of Haitzah. It's Hakira and Anacha. You have to pick it up in one domain and put it down another. Let's say, Akr Bezadim Menech B'Shkaga. Let's say, when he picked it up, he was deliberate about it. When he put it down, it was a mistake. Oishagar B'Shkaga Menech Bezadim. All the other way around. When he picked it up, it was an error. But by the time he put it down, he knew about it and he did it deliberately. Patr, he's going to be exempt. Until it's going to be a situation when he lifts it up in one domain by mistake and puts it down the other one by mistake. And regarding every halacha, is the same thing, that the whole sin has to be from beginning to end in a state of error. Now, in halacha beis, this extends even to the unawareness of the punishment of the sin. Avar aveira, let's say he commits a sin, he knows a negative prohibition. But he doesn't know that it has a penalty of chiv of karis. That's considered also an error. Or maybe chatos, and therefore brings a sin offering because he didn't realize the extent of the sin in regards to its punishment. Now, but let's say he knew that it has a punishment of karis and he knows that this is a sin. But v'shagag with carbon, he was an error that he was unaware regarding one element of it, regarding the sin offering that he has to bring. He didn't know that if one would be liable to carbon or not on this sin. He's amazing. That's still considered as a deliberate sin. Because in regards to a sin that one would be liable karis for having committed, the fact that he doesn't know that if this is chayav a carbon would not be considering as a shkaga. Now, in contrast, regarding a sin that does not have a liability of karis, if one commits a b'mezid, and when you do by mistake would be chayav achatis, like a shvuas bita l'sha'aver, actually that would be considered as a shkaga, and it would be chayav achatis. But if there's a punishment of karis, and that he knows, just doesn't know about the carbon, that would not make it into a shayu. Halacha Gimel contains regarding being aware of the sin. Mishalei noideloi atzmoi shalchet shachata. If someone was unaware regarding the sin that he had sinned, now, because although he knows definitively that he did violate some negative prohibition that has the penalty of karis, which is the criterion of a chiyav of chatas, but since he doesn't know which one, he's going to be exempt from a karban chatas. Because Shneim the pasuk says that he sinned in it, which is ad sheyed hachet shachatam, until he knows the sin that he sinned with. So Ketzer Hasso, the Ram illustrates. So let's say chaylev benoyis lefanav. Let's say he has forbidden fats and that carbon that was left over at designated time, which both of those are prohibitions. He has these two pieces in front of him. V'achal esachem, he ate one of them. V'ein yidua eza achal. It doesn't know which one he ate. Or let's say, ishtay nida v'achaysa b'bayis. He has two forbidden women in this house. One's his own wife who's menstruating, and one's his sister. V'shaga guva alachsman, and he made a mistake, didn't realize what he's doing is wrong, and he corroborated with one of them. V'ein yidua eza menbal. He doesn't know which one he, besides that he was an error of the sin, he doesn't know which one he was intimate with. Or let's say Shabbos v'mikipurim lefan. If he had Shabbos v'mikipurim, v'asa malacha b'achem, and he did malacha, forbidden work on one of them. Then you do v'ez malacha, he doesn't know which one he did it. Here's a pot in mekar mechatas, he's exempt from mekar mechatas, because he doesn't know which sin it was. And not only that, Rambam says later on, perichas alacha hey, that he doesn't even bring an ashram tali, because that's only when you're not sure if you sinned. Here he knows he sinned, he just doesn't know which one it is, therefore he's not going to make a mekar mechatas. Alacha dal. Let's say chata, let's say he sinned. V'noy deloy chatasai, and he's aware of what he had sinned. But v'chazor shchachet, but then subsequently he forgot. Oh, in this situation, there is a maybe chatas l'shem asher, then he'll bring a sin, he doesn't know for what it is, but whatever it is, he'll bring it for, because ultimately, he did know it is for that one, he just doesn't recall which one it is, and therefore does qualify for chatas. And v'tayachol k'shar chatois, hanachas can be eaten like, by the kanam, like all other chatois that are eaten. Halacha hey. Let's say shagag b'shem echad. Let's say he erroneously committed a sin that has one title of that avera, but v'him shnei gufim, but there are two different bodies. So Chayiv is going to be liable. Kitza, Taaso, what does this mean? Ramel illustrates. It says, Shtei Nidois. Let's say there's two women that are menstruating women. V'shakag ba'achas men. And he wrongfully commits a sin with one of them, a need is forbidden to be intimate with, and he's intimate with one of them. Now, Ve'en Yidua Ezehi. And he doesn't know which one it is. Or let's say Shtei Achoyas. Let's say two sisters. V'shakag ba'achas men, and he was in error regarding one of them. Ve'en Yidua Ezehi, he doesn't know which one it is. So here, chayiv chatas. In other words, this is in contrast to the prior halacha, which we said that if you don't know which sin it is, you're going to be exempt. Here, it's shogeg b'shem echad. They're both the same iser. It's just two different bodies, two different objects, two different people. So here, going to be chayiv chatas. Why? Shari yoda atzma shachat. He does know the essence of the sin that he committed. He just doesn't know which object it was. Lamoza Demiram says, what could this be compared to? L'shtei neiris dolkers. If there's two lit candles, Shekib Achsman, he extinguishes one of them. Ve'eni du ezeneh, he doesn't know which one he extinguished. Or l'shtei tamchuin shel chaylev, let's say there's two trays of forbidden fats. Sha'achal me'achal mehem, he ate from one of these trays. Ve'eni du me'ezeh tamchuin, he doesn't know which tray he ate from. Mehem achal that he ate from, shulchav. Of course it's michav, because he knows which sin he did, he just doesn't know which piece. And if there's anything like this, so this situation where one of them are the nido, one of them is a sister, they're both sisters, there's no which one, that would be considered knowing the sin and being chayav or kamechatzis. Halacha vav, kala mechayav chatzis kavu al shagagasai. Anyone that he was liable for a set chatzis for the error that he committed of that avera, v'asa b'shkaga, and he did it by mistake. V'anoid la'achar shachata, and he's notified afterwards that he made this mistake, that he sinned. So, although he didn't know initially that this was a sin, ultimately, even though he never knew this avera, but when he finds out that he committed sin, it's considered a liability for chatas. Kitzur haso. So, when does a person not know someone's in avera? So, the classic case is tinik shenishba, as it's commonly called, which is an infant that was taken in captivity lebein hagoyim amongst the Gentiles. He never in the begadlan, he grew up like that. Now, v'hoin yedeya, mohem yisoh, he doesn't know what is a Jew, but like Dasim, he doesn't know the Jewish religion. V'asa malacha b'shabbos, so he grows up as a secular person. He's doing forbidden work on Shabbos, v'achachay lebedam, and he's eating forbidden fats, and blah, v'kitzim, and all these types of things. K'shivadu leishu yisoh, when he finds out that he's a Jew, mitzuba kolein, his command regarding all these things. So although he never knew that this was forbidden, when he finds out, chayv l'hovi chatas, kol aver vere, he's going to have to bring a kamachatas for every single sin. V'chein k'yitzv, is there anything that's similar like this, where even though you didn't know, it's still going to be a liability. Halacha Zayin continues regarding another category, what's called misasik, where it's not just an error, it's that totally distracted, mindless activity. So hashaygig, if someone commits a sin in error, b'loy kavana, without intent. So this is what's called in the Gemara misasik, where it's not like a regular error, where a regular error is, you're intending to do this action. You just make a mistake and you think that it's permitted to be done. Misasik is that you're totally mindless, you're not even intending to do this action. So if someone does this ba'arayis with forbidden or intimate relationships, or b'machalas asuris regarding forbidden foods, well then chayev chatas. He's still going to be liable for karma chatas because ultimately he had benefit from the prohibition, which is this sense of taste or sense of intimacy, which is a physical pleasure. Now, but b'Shabbos, if he does misasik, if he does this distracted, mindless activity on Shabbos, pata mechatzis is going to be exempt from b'kar mechatzis. So, ketzer, how so? So, oy misasik im isha. Let's say he was totally distracted, engaging with a woman. And he cohabits with her without any intent of cohabiting. Or let's say he falls from a roof and he gets inserted and that's how he ends up having bia. And she's forbidden to him as an erva. Or let's say dimish hazeh shebepiv. Let's say he imagined that this that's in his mouth, reiku, it's a spittle, ubalo, and he swallows it. But like kavan l'shemachil oil, without any intent, not even thinking that he's eating something, v'arichil, but really it was forbidden fats in his mouth. There's a chayv chatas. Those two cases, arayis machal sasuris, he's gonna be liable for kamachatas because he had hana. But let's say regarding Shabbos, niskavan l'hagibi esatolish. Let's say he had in mind to pick up something that's detached, but v'chata chazam chubi ended up cutting that which was attached. Without intent, it's not like he thinks it's permitted. He has no intent to even detach something. Pata is giving the exam because malachas machshavas asatay regarding to the malachas of Shabbos, Torah only made it forbidden what's called the calculated action. Come like we explained in its place in Perakav Halachos Shabbos Lachaches and later on Perakzan Lachayidav, and therefore one would be exam. Lachaches continues regarding. Let's say someone made an error, but it was regarding the fulfilling of a mitzvah. So, kol is a mitzvah in a mitzvah. So, someone doing one of the many mitzvahs in the Torah. And ubechlal fiyasem, when he's doing this mitzvah, nasis aveira shechinim ala karas. He's also committing a sin that would make him liable for karas, if he did it b'mezid, but he's actually doing it b'shkaga. he did this aveira, not deliberately, but by mistake. But and again, in performing a mitzvah. So I read the Patma Chatas, he's going to be exempt from a sin offering. The reason is Nisha Asa Birshus, because he did it with permission, because he has to go out and perform the mitzvah. So Ketzad, how so? So Rambam illustrates this. It says, Habal Yevimta. If someone is intimate with his brother's, his widowed brother's wife, where to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibim, which is to give children to his departed brother. Now, Vahrehi Nida. Now, but she's menstruating. Bhula Yada. But he doesn't know that she's a Nida. How is the Pat Machatas? So he's exempt from Mekam Machatas. She already saw Bishuz because he's doing this with the permission of the Torah's commandment for him to do the mitzvah of Yibim. Now, it's a Shkaga, because turns out erroneously he's cohabiting with a Nida, but he doesn't know that, and it's Bishuz, so therefore he's not Chayav Machatas. Now, Avon Baal Ishtar. But let's say he's intimate with his wife, even at the time of Aina, where there is a mitzvah of being intimate with his own wife. But Varehi Nida, and she's a Nida, Chayav Machatas, he's Chayav Machatas. Why? Mishalei She'ela, the Achkach Yivol. He didn't first ask her and then be intimate. We are by a wife. That is norm, and people are not embarrassing the wives to ask her if she's tahar or not. So he should have asked her, and that negligence would make him chayav for kamachatas. But regarding his sister-in-law, in a rogelba, he's not so accustomed to her. He was never intimate with her. He's just getting married now for the first time with her. So a person wouldn't feel comfortable to ask that from his sister-in-law, and therefore that's not expected, and hence it would be considered in the category of Rishus to be exempt from the Shkaga, because what he's trying to do for the Dvar Mitzvah of Yibam. And Mechei Mishal Yilash Neit Tanoi Kisotu, regarding if there's two infants, Echel Lama B'Shabbos V'Echel Lama B'Erev Shabbos. One infant's supposed to be circumcised, day 8 is on Shabbos, and the other one's supposed to be on Friday, Oy B'Echem Shabbos, or on Sunday. Now B'Shachach, now he forgot, and he didn't realize that one of them is not supposed to be circumcised on Shabbos, so only the one that day 8 is on Shabbos, so you're allowed to circumcise on Shabbos. But a Moshe Nim B'Shabbos ends up circumcising both of them on Shabbos. So Pata Mechatzis, he's exempt from Chatzis from the one that's not supposed to be circumcised on Shabbos. So Yesh Lo Rishus Lamal Echem on Shabbos, because he does have permission, which is the mitzvah, to circumcise one of them on Shabbos. And therefore, Shabbos Truhi, it's like Shabbos is like pushed away for this individual. Umitzah us, and he's also performing a mitzvah with the one that was supposed to be circumcised on Shabbos. Now, so Avapishem Shneigufim, but although these are two different bodies, two different babies, and he's doing the mitzvah with the Shabbos one, but he's not doing the mitzvah with the one that's supposed to be, let's say, on Sunday. But Hoyler's Mani Bohol, since the time is very confounding, he's just very trying to get this done on time, which you have a limited amount of time in the day. So in the Metaktik, it wasn't so precise, and therefore that would be considered a much of an oinus in that way, to be considered the exemption of a chatzis when you're trying to perform a Devar mitzvah. Now, Avalam Lohoy Echem Emro Lom B'Shabbos. But if, let's say there wasn't one that was fit to be circumcised on Shabbos, and he ends up circumcised on Shabbos, one that was not supposed to be circumcised on Shabbos, well then Chayav Chatzis, then you don't have that exempt of Rishus, and therefore, although it is in performing a mitzvah, like we said with the wife that's a need, but if you don't have an extenuating circumstance, so then and you're not with that Rishus of that you're supposed to be doing it today, so then one would be Chayav Chatzis. Halacha Tes continues on this theme. Uman, a professional male that circumcises, Shabbat Lomel Lifnei Seyem B'Yom Shabbos. He's coming to circumcise the 8-day-old baby who's supposed to be circumcised on Shabbos late in the day on Shabbos. Now, Vamalev said to him, "Look, Lenisha Penai B'Yom Kedesh Domah. You're not going to have enough time in the day of Shabbos to circumcise his child. V'mtascha Lomel, and if you're going to start the mila right now, Leitashlam Yitzis Shabbos. He's not going to finish until Shabbos is over." So when it comes out that chayvul b'Shabbos, you only inflicted a wound on the baby on Shabbos, but lo mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah because the mitzvah is performed at the end. V'amay says, "Don't worry, rogalani, I'm used to this. V'zaris, I'm diligent. B'mehira amal, I'm going to do the circumcision very quick." Now, imloy hishul me'elad yitzis Shabbos. If he doesn't end up finishing it until Shabbos is over, it's chayv chatas. Here also is mechayv chatas shari hishul, because they warned him, and therefore again that wouldn't be considered as an einus, and it would be chayv chatas. Again, it's not like a mazid because he's not intending to violate, but it's a shkaga, and there would be chayv chatas. Halacha yod hamoitzias alulav b'yom tibrishin shel chag shachalis b'shabbos. Someone carries out the lulav on the first day of Sukkot, which falls out to be on Shabbos, and he's doing it because they lost his bike because he wants to fulfill it and ask someone how to do it, and he's carrying it out. By mistake, it doesn't realize, and he's carrying it on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to. Dalad Amos in the Shasarabim, erroneously committing the Aver of Aitzah. So Pateh is exempt, and that's actually the reason why rabbinically we don't shuckle it, because of that concern. But this individual, as an example, Shari B'shus Haitzi, because there is the permission of the mitzvah of lulav to go ahead and chuckle and shake the lulav. And since he made the error of the chatzis, again, the same theme in the attempt of performing a mitzvah, which he did perform the mitzvah, that is the mitzvah, therefore he's going to be exempt from a korban chatzis. Another Rambam gives examples of when someone is an erroneous of in performance of a mitzvah regarding, as it comes up, with slaughtering a korban. So if someone slaughters the korban Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, which when you, in that afternoon is when you slaughter the korban Pesach, on Shabbos, which you would, but the problem ends up happening, he finds that after that he slaughtered this korban Pesach, that the owners of the korban had already withdrawn their ownership on that korban, which that makes it invalid because you have to have someone that's counted on that korban Pesach, or shemesu, or they died, or nitmu, or they had become defiled before it was slaughtered. Or it turns out that there was a moral defect that was concealed, but it was a trefa, which was not valid as a korban Pesach. Like it has a hole in the intestines or in the lungs. So in these situations, there is a pata. The one who did slaughter it is exempt. Again, because he slaughtered with permission. So although he's tabid var mitzvah and he didn't even do the mitzvah because it's not even the valid korban Pesach, he's still giving the exempt because of it's honest, it's beyond his control. He could not have known necessarily that something had happened before and that should not make this a korban Pesach that should be slaughtered. Now, in contrast of a nimzah b'mum, but let's say you find the korban Pesach to be blemished. It was an openly revealed mortal defect that these things could have been known. They should have first inspected and slaughtered. So that's not considered oinus, that's considered a shagig. Anything something like that would make him liable for karma chatzis. Let's say, if the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos, Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and he slaughters the karma Pesach on Shabbos, but he does it shaloi l'shmai, not for its namesake as a korban Pesach, but rather to be like some other korban, b'taos, because he made a mistake. He thought that this Pesach was a shlamim, so pater is actually going to be exempt from a korban chatas, and the reason is because actually this is a valid korban Pesach and actually fulfills the owner's obligations, so he wasn't mechal Shabbos because this was an appropriate korban Pesach which you could do on Shabbos, and the reason for this is akira shmei b'taos in akira, uprooting the title of a korban by mistake is not considered uprooting. We explain the laws of invalidations of korbanos in Perek Tzav Halacha Aleph, and therefore again there's no problem. You did a regular korban Pesach. Halacha Beis. Now let's say shachat zvachim acherim. Let's say he slaughtered some other karbanas, like a karban shlamim, and he did it l'shem Pesach, to be a karban Pesach, but betois, because he made a mistake. So it depends. If these animals would have been fit to be a karban Pesach, it was a male in its first year, and that's actually what caused him to make a mistake, thinking that it was a karban Pesach, so then patim karban chatas. So then this individual will be exempt from karban chatas, again, because he's slaughtering with permission, because he has a mitzvah, everyone has to, they have to slaughter the korban Pesach, so he thought it's a Pesach. So even though it's not fulfilling any obligation of Pesach, and you actually have to bring another korban Pesach, but since he made a mistake in performance of a Devar Mitzvah, and he actually did a mitzvah, because ultimately he did bring a korban, which is a shlamim, although you're not supposed to bring it now, but it is a mitzvah, and it's in the attempt of performing a mitzvah, so that he's exempt from the korban chatas. But imenim ruim, but let's say this animal that he was supposed to be a shlamim, let's say, and he's bringing it as a korban Pesach, and it's not even fit to be a korban Pesach. Because we're going to try to indicate it was a female. Or ben shtayim, or it's in its second year, where it has to be a male and in its first year. So then chayav chatas, then milam b'fukam chatas, shari in the role of korban Pesach, not even fit to be korban Pesach. That's not considered tabid v'ab mitzvah, because everyone knows a korban Pesach cannot become from these, and that's not considered shechet b'shus, slaughtering with permission. V'chein tzutim shogag, let's say he made a mistake, or shchot b'shabbos, and he slaughtered on Shabbos, shalei loichlov, not for those who can eat the korban Pesach. Where if he slaughters for these individuals, the carbon's pasul, and Shabbos was never given to be overridden for such a carbon. Or shalom nuyev, let's say slaughters for those that are not counted on the carbon pasul, which you have to be counted on it. Or larelim for those who are uncircumcised, which again, all these are invalid consumers of the carbon pasul. Or let's remember those are tamei, chayev chatzis. Then he's going to be chayev karmen chatzis because he didn't do any mitzvah because the carbon pasul is pasul. Let's say, however, let's say he slaughtered for a list of, let's say, 20 people. Some of them were eaters and some of them are not eaters because they can't eat. Or some that are counted, some that are not counted in it. Or for circumcised and uncircumcised. Like, remember, time for those who are tamei, for those who are tar. Oh, then pot is going to be exempt. Sure, you have Pesach kosher because such a Korban Pesach is kosher. And hence, it is a valid Korban Pesach. And if you didn't do anything wrong, anything similar like that. Again, if it's fit, then you'd be potter. If it's not fit, then you'd be chayav a chatzis for having brought this on Shabbos. Halachid Gimel. Hashechet b'Shabbos korban tzibur shalo lishma. If someone slaughters on Shabbos, a korban tzibur, which generally could be brought on Shabbos, but it does it not for its namesake, where that does not fill the tzibur's obligation, and hence it like will have a halacha like an adava, which does not override Shabbos. So reza chayav chatzis, gmi chayav chatzis, because it's mechal Shabbos, because you have no right to bring such a korban, even though it's a korban tzibur on Shabbos. Now, v'yakte imurim l'erev, you're going to bring the you'll sacrifice the sacrificial parts in the evening, meaning after Shabbos over, if one had violated and had sprayed the blood on Shabbos. And v'chein m'shachad yasal chay b'sayim. So let's say you slaughter more than what you need for the obligations of the day, where he slaughters instead of two tamidim, he slaughters three tamidim, or he adds on another musaf instead of one. So then chayav chatas al tesefes, then he's going to be liable for a korban chatas for this addition, because since the karbanas tzibur that are set up, that are supposed to be on Shabbos have a set amount, so although he's doing a mitzvah, because all karbanas that are shalei lishma can be kosher, but that, again, it's not a tabi dvar mitzvah, because we don't, he doesn't see anyone else engage in trying to slaughter like we have by the Karban Pesach. He knows that the Semidim and Masafim already slaughtered, so he knows there's no need to slaughter them. So that would be only a Shagaga, because he thinks, oh, even though you don't need, but it would be permitted. In other words, he's considered as an error, but he's not considered as an Einus, and therefore he would be Chayiv as a Karban Chatzis. Halach Yadal. Shachat Karban is Yachid. Let's say slaughter is an individual's Karban. She'en Deichem as a Shabbat, which that never overrides the laws of Shabbos, because it does not have a set time like a Karbanos of a Tzibur, and you could bring it on any other day. If he slaughters that b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, b'shkogah by mistake, well, chayav chatzis, liable for chatzis, v'habasa mutbana, and the meat is permitted to have benefit from it. Meaning, even though it cannot be eaten, because we don't let you spray the blood, but you could have benefit from it after its form gets left overnight, and it's to be taken out to be burned, then you're allowed to have benefit from that meat. But like we just mentioned, we're not going to spray the blood. Because although that's not a malacha, the Chacham said it's forbidden to spray the blood because it's only coming to permit the meat to be eaten, which is only for a need for post-Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to cook and roast it. Now, but let's say he violated this rabbinic injunction and he did spray the blood for the sake of this carbon. So then, whether it is by mistake, whether it deliberately, so ultimately you did this rika. So it will fulfill the obligation of the owner. And then so then you'll sacrifice the parts in the evening. As we said, it's only if you did spray the bloods. And then you'll eat the meat matzah Shabbos. And the one who slaughtered, who was not supposed to, will bring a karma chatzis for his error for having shechted this carbon of an yachid on Shabbos. Let's say there were two animals of the tzibur, of the public. Achas kechushav, achas shmena. One was lean and one was fatty. And there was an obligation of that day to bring one carbon. Now, bein chatas, whether it be like, let's say, Rish Chodesh Tafolzer on Shabbos, or Shabbos Chol Moed, which on Shabbos, you would bring a sa'ir, he goat for a chatas, or bein oila, whether we're talking about for that of an oila, which on Shabbos they brought many oilas, tamid and masafin. But be that as it may, there's only one carbon we have to bring from either one of these. V'shagag v'shachat hashtayim. And by mistake, he goes and he slaughters both of them. Where he thinks that he let us slaughter a second carbon, even though where they already brought the first one, there's no need to bring the second one. He made a mistake. He slaughtered both of them. So it depends. Im shachat kechusha batchila, if he first slaughtered the lean one, v'achkech shachat hashmin, and then he slaughtered the fatty one, patim mikar machatis. He's going to be exempt from a sin offering. And the reason for that is because actually you have to bring the carbon from the more choice of the two. And when you slaughter from the lesser of the two, the carbon is actually invalid. So therefore, v'loyu, not only that, rather we tell him, after he slaughtered the lean one, havei shemeiner shchait l'gitchila, meaning not even if he just slaughtered both. If he just did the lean one, we would tell him, no, go bring the fatty one and slaughter that one now initially. So therefore, you're exempt from bringing the fatty one after that, because that's actually what you have to do. But if let's say he first slaughtered the fatty one, and then the lean one, then chayiv chatas al tesefes. Then he's going to be liable for chatas for the additional one, because you're not supposed to bring the kechusha, and therefore that was a mistake that will cost him a korban chatas. Another one continues regarding, if let's say he was not intending to do a mitzvah, but he did a mitzvah, how would that relate to the chayiv of chatas? So nimtzis rishayin hashmeina, let's say it turns out the first one, the case we just discussed, where the first one was the fatty one, and the second one was the lean one, which we say gimichai v'chadus. But let's say nimtzis rishon hashmeina. Let's say it turns out that the first one that was the fatty one turns out to be tereif b'bnei ma'ayim, actually has a mortal defect in its intestines, which invalidates it as a carbon. So av b'shlo yodashi tereifa, even though he didn't know that it was a tereifa, be'esha shachat the kushu, when he slaughtered the second one, the lean one. So according to what he was thinking, he was doing, he was intending to slaughter the lean one, which was a forbidden slaughtering, and v'loy lezen this carbon. This was not his intent when he slaughtered the lean one. But since ultimately, when he slaughtered the last one, was as a mitzvah being done, because retroactively it's verified that the first one was an invalid carbon, ultimately he did a mitzvah, and therefore he's going to be exempt from a sin offering. So to another case, if someone spreads out a net, to catch fish from the sea on Shabbos Peshkaga by mistake, where he thinks that you'll have to catch fish on Shabbos, or he forgets that today's Shabbos, which is one of the lamatas malachas of tzad, of trapping. And as he catches the fish, he also saves a child from the sea with the fish. Whether he heard that there was a child who was drowning, whether he didn't even hear about it, he has his headphones on, whatever he's doing. But since he took out the child, even though his own intent was only to trap because he made a mistake thinking that it's not Shabbos, but since ultimately in that act he did a mitzvah, so that exempts him from that liability, anything that's similar to that. Halakha Dezayin Rambam concludes regarding if, let's say, someone made an error, and in mistake, he didn't do the mitzvah. Someone had in front of him on the Seder night, Tzoli Shel Pesach, a roasted piece of meat for the carbon Pesach, and also leftovers from a carbon, which is forbidden to be eaten. Now, in the Skaven Lechel Tzoli Shel Mitzvah, he intended to eat the roasted piece of the carbon Pesach, which is a mitzvah. V'shagi, he made a mistake. V'achal Nois, and he ate the leftovers of a carbon from a previous day. He did not do a mitzvah in this eating, and ultimately he made a mistake and he ate what's forbidden. Anything that's similar to this, this would not be in those exemptions of, oh, performing a mitzvah, you didn't do a mitzvah, you only did the aveira, and therefore he's going to be chayav achatas.